You are listening to In Conversation with Standard Bank Corporate and Investment Banking. The second section of the Soft Drinks and East Africa Beverages Report deals with how the operating and regulatory landscape is shaping up and making it easier for investors to participate. We spoke to Tshegofatso Makwe about how changes in the operating and regulatory landscape have made it more business friendly.
The reason why we went to Kenya or East Africa specifically is because we believe that it's a region that is positioned for growth. The GDP factors as well as the business environment are very conducive. And we also see the operating and the regulatory environment opening up and making it easier for investors to come into the environment and succeed when they set up businesses and operations.
Now, what were your expectations before going on the research trip?
I think my expectations were different with the different countries. In Kenya, I expected it to resemble more of South Africa. And with Tanzania and Uganda, I obviously hadn't been there, so I didn't know exactly what to expect. First impressions when going there was that Coca-Cola is very big in the whole region, but Pepsi took a stronger dominance in Tanzania, which I found very, very interesting. Another interesting thing that we found in the environment was the local players. So what you find is that a lot of the consumers on all scales of the economic front really took pride in their local products. And it seemed as though a lot of their beverages had a story that was linked to the country and local pride, which is something that I have not seen in South Africa before.
What are the things you focused on when looking at the regulatory landscape?
So there are three points, basically, that I'm going to cover in the regulatory and operating landscape. The first one looks at the ease of doing business. The second one looks at the FDI trends. And the last one looks at the East Africa community. So if we go to the first component, which is the doing business component, what we found was that the ease of doing business in East Africa has increased. The region falls within the second quartile in the whole continent, making it the second easiest region to operate in on the continent. And if we look at Kenya, for example, in just 2 years, the country implemented more than 10 reforms that helped investors operate better and with more ease in their environment. If you look at the governments, they also obviously take part in the business reforms and in opening up borders or creating operational efficiency so that businesses can operate effectively.
And what about foreign direct investment or FDI?
So from an FDI perspective, what we've seen is that between the years of 2016 and 2017, the region became the single largest beneficiary of FDI projects. So when we look at FDI and the trends, what we've noticed is that within these projects, a lot of them are starting to move towards consumer industries. So when you look at packaged goods and retail industries, they received the highest or the second highest investment allocations in the manufacturing sector. So what East Africa has established is the East Africa community, and the East Africa community is an intergovernmental organization that consists of, I think, about six countries in the region. And essentially, what it aims to achieve is better trade within the region. So that's basically what it wants to create, the synergies between the different countries and make it operate as one front as opposed to different countries with different regulatory requirements.
Any final thoughts on the regulatory front?
So my final thoughts are there have been a lot of policies that have been put in place. There's a lot of ideas that have been put in place. But what's important is for governments to facilitate and to actually not just put in the skeletons, but to put in the implementation frameworks of it. Everything we believe is still at an ideological phase, and we need to start seeing more implementation and more intergovernmental collaboration in order to drive all of these policies and ideas that have been put out.
You can listen to more from the Soft Drinks in East Africa Beverages report as we share all the highlights.